Welcome, welcome, welcome to the latest edition of The Fast Break. I am your host, Blake Rogers. In today's episode, I want to focus on the Chicago Bears and primarily Jay Cutler. Yes, the Chicago Bears. So much historic value to that name. Such a deep ran organization from the roots, starting from George Halas to Gale Sayers to Mike Ditka to Buddy Ryan to Sweetness, Walter Payton, and even the present day Brian Urlacher. What happened to the Bears? What happened to Jay Cutler? And was Jay Cutler even that good to begin with? Here we go from the Monday Night Football game, where the Bears are getting outplayed by a rookie quarterback, Carson Wentz, and end up losing the game to the rookie quarterback, 29-14. And yet again, up another Jay Cutler exit meeting. Yes, Jay Cutler left the game again with Brian Hoyer coming in as backup. It's a lot going on in Chicago. So where do the Bears go from here? Things have not been the same since 2010. Nothing was the same. So let's dive right in. Jay Cutler, $126 million salary man Jay Cutler. The Jay Cutler experience hasn't been the greatest, but it could be worse. You know how they say life's a roller coaster? Well, the Jay Cutler roller coaster went up one time and has been going down now for the last 6 years. The Chicago Bears are known for their running backs and their defense, and not notably their quarterbacks. You know, some organizations, when they win Super Bowls, it's predicated on one side of the ball. When you go back to Tom Brady and the Patriots, what do you think of? Their offense the majority of the time. When you think of the Ravens, when they won their two Super Bowls, you think of Ray Lewis and that defense and the quarterback doing just enough to get you a win. And with the Chicago Bears, when they made their Super Bowl runs, they focused on the defensive side of the ball. Defense first, offense second. Don't get me wrong, you're going to need offense, but some organizations just, I don't know what it is, just naturally, they're better at one side of the ball. They're historically known for that. And with the Chicago Bears, they focus on defense. Besides Jim McMahon, the quarterback spot for the Bears has not been the brightest, to say the least. Back to Jay Cutler, don't get me wrong. Jay Cutler's a huge upgrade over the Rex Grossman era. Jay Cutler is no scrub. Jay Cutler has thrown for over 200 touchdowns in his career. But at the end of the day, he's just an above-average quarterback. I think coming in when the trade went down, when Jay went from the Broncos to the Bears, people anointed Jay Cutler the Messiah. He's the one. He's the quarterback. But in reality, he only been to one playoff appearance with him. And he's 500, 1-1. And wait, was that the infamous NFC Championship game where he left and Caleb Haney came in? So here you're paying $126 million for a quarterback with a 1-1 playoff record. Huh. Interesting. Jay Cutler is known for turning over the ball, to say the least. Jay Cutler already has 3 fumbles in 2 games this year. Not only that, Jay Cutler has a total of 86 fumbles, which is nearly 8 fumbles a year. And he also has a history of turning over the ball a lot. 205 touchdowns to 143 interceptions. Sounds like a slightly above average quarterback to me. But like I said, anything is upgrade over Rex Grossman, right? In his 8 years in Chicago, 19 touchdowns a year to average 15 picks a year. 19-15 touchdown interception ratio a year. That's what you're paying $126 million for. $54 million guaranteed. Oh, and oh yeah, he isn't a free agent to the end of 2020. He'll be 37 by then. I don't think Jay Cutler body can make it another 2 years, let alone five. I'm not hating, though. Get your paper, Jay Cutler. Keep getting them checks. Worry about your followers. You need to get your dollars up. Jay Cutler's health has always been a problem. But, to be honest, he's played in double-digit games his whole career. So you get 16 games in the regular season. He's at least playing 10 every year, which, you know, some quarterbacks have been worse. He never really had a season-ending injury. He has nagging injuries. Jay Cutler's been sacked nearly 300 times in his career and already 8 this season. And let's not forget about the 2010 campaign when he endured 52 sacks and still managed to play 15 games. He's a tough dude. You're getting hit that much? He's a tough dude. What happened with this Bears philosophy, they started, you know, Briggs started to get old, Urlacher started to get old, Peanut Tillman was hurt all the time. They was like, you know what? Let's focus on the offensive side of the ball. We'll worry about the defense later. Let's focus on the offense. And boy, that is a mistake. If you want to focus on offense, Jay Cutler is not Peyton Manning. He's not Andrew Luck. He's not going to be the guy to single-handedly carry a team. He's not Aaron Rodgers. He's a plug-in quarterback. He's not a franchise guy. He's proven he's not a franchise guy. If your definition of a franchise guy is going 7-9, 6-10, 8-8 if you're lucky, and being second, third in the division every year, hey, there you go, have him. If your definition of a franchise guy, I think we diluted the word franchise. At least the Chicago Bears did. I didn't know franchise quarterbacks were able to turn over the ball that much, make the playoff once, and get paid that much. That's the situation of having low quarterback self-esteem. It is. It's the equivalent of you taking any person you can get. You're so desperate and looking for anybody that you'll take it. Because the last person hurt you so much that you'll take anything on the table. A la Chicago Bears or Rex Grossman. Rex Grossman was so bad. Jay Cutler comes in our hands. We have to take him, right? There's nobody else. And sure, it may be fun for a little bit. But where's the long-term value? Now the Chicago Bears has a long-term value to a quarterback that's been owned by Aaron Rodgers. Jay Cutler has been 2-11 against the Green Bay Packers. 2-11. Just absolutely dominated. Against the Lions, 7-7. Against the Vikings, 8-5. But when it comes to those Green Bay Packers, not a chance.
What are my chances?
Not good.
You mean not good like 1 out of 100?
I'd say more like 1 out of 1,000,000.
So you're telling me there's a chance? Yeah!
Is that what you want? And don't get me wrong, I'm all about having quarterbacks. You can't win without quarterbacks. But I don't believe in signing an extension. That $126 million could have went to other role players. Let's get good on this side of the ball. Let's try to figure out plug-in plays. And we'll focus on a quarterback later. We'll focus on a quarterback later. Let's get good first on other areas of the ball, and we'll get our quarterback. Look at the Houston Texans. J.J. Watt. And this is last year's Houston Texans. J.J. Watt, Hopkins, Foster. Granted, Foster didn't play that much. But the Texans were good on both sides of the ball. Superstar one in the ball. And they still managed to get to the playoffs with Brian Hoyer as the quarterback. Granted, they didn't go all the way. You know, that's where quarterbacks come in handy. But they still managed to get that far because they plugged in other pieces of the puzzle. They didn't get the one big piece and said, all right, Jay Cutler, we're just going to stab you in there and hope you do the best, buddy. Jay Cutler needs help. His offensive line has always been suspect. Been bad. 300 sacks in his career and already 8 sacks he has taken this season, that's tough to play with. You can't put it all on Cutler. Some guys have it, some guys don't. Look at Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck is 0-2 this year. I don't think it's Andrew Luck being bad. I think it's the fact of his defense being bad and his offensive line always being bad. It's a team sport. A quarterback can only do so much. Andrew Luck can't even elevate the cost. You think Jay Cutler's going to do it? You think Jay Cutler's going to elevate the Bears? So yes, he has Alshon Jeffery. Okay. What about that offensive line? What about the defense? Both people are in the wrong here. Jay Cutler hasn't proven anything, to be honest with you. What has he proven? What has he proven for you to just give him that much money? And the Bears, why would you give him the money? Sign him, franchise tag him. And grant the extension came in 2014 when he was the highest paid quarterback. Fourth highest paid quarterback, I'm sorry. That's when they said, you know what, Jay? We'll just give you it. But he hasn't made the playoffs since 2010. Let me give you the Chicago Bears record since Jay Cutler arrived there from Denver. 7-9, third in the division. 2010 season, they went 11-5, first in the division. NFC Championship game, eventually lost to the Super Bowl Green Bay Packers. Next year, 8-8, third in the division. 2012, they went 10-6, still third in the division. 2013, 8-8, second in the division. Stop. Let's focus on the offensive side of the ball. Notice when they focus on the defensive side of the ball, they only went below 500 once, 7-9. Then they said, you know what? Forget it, Lovie Smith. Your time's out. Let's focus on offense. Yeah, that's turning out just fine. 5-11, 6-10. Why, you ask? Because you can focus on Jay Cutler. He's the guy now. He's the guy that's gonna carry us over. But in reality, you need a defense. You need a supporting cast. Some people have it, and some people don't. And I'm not knocking Jay Cutler for this. I'm not. He's getting paid. He's a professional quarterback in the National Football League. But you're a professional quarterback in a National Football League. The standards are going to be higher. Everything you do is more microscopic. And he has been known for his lackadaisical attitude. Does he really love the game? Shoot, you have one of the linebackers yelling at Jay Cutler after he threw the pick. I think his time in Chicago is running short. But what can Chicago do with that contract? You're basically tied with him. Lord knows he's not going to restructure it. What do you do with Jay Cutler now? Now you're tied for him for the next 5 years. And who wants to trade for Jay Cutler? Maybe a desperate quarterback needing team. But you could have plugged so many holes and so many gaps instead of paying all that money into a wannabe franchise player that hasn't been in the playoffs for about 6 years now and won't make it to the playoffs this year. Chicago needs to get back on the defensive side of the ball. Figure out everything else later. Because now you're in a hole. You're not beating the Packers anytime soon. You're not beating the Lions anytime soon. You're not beating the Vikings. See what the Lions have? They have a good offense. They might not be able to play defense, but look, they can go for a shootout at any time, at any minute. The Vikings, predicated on defense, might not have the most talented wide receivers, but hey, we're going to keep this game manageable. We're not going to let you score. What do the Chicago Bears have? They don't have an identity. They don't have an identity. Packers are overall great. I'm not even talking about the NFL, just the division as a whole. Because they finished in the bottom barrel almost every year now. They don't have an identity. They don't know who they are. The Vikings know they can play defense. The Lions know they can shoot out any moment. And the Packers know they're just great. And they have Aaron Rodgers. The Bears have Jay Cutler. Where is that getting you? Below 500. And at 500 if you're lucky. You can't put it all on Jay. You got to put it on the organization as a whole. Don't switch from your identity. Don't switch from it. The Bears are historically known for their defense. And when you are lost, it's nothing but emptiness. And that got real deep. And I wasn't even trying to get deep like that.
That should get deep. Deep.
So Jay Cutler, Chicago Bears, figure it out. I see a bleak future from you. And you guys whipped on draft picks. How's McKellen turned out for you? Kevin White's still suspect. It's his first full year. But he's whipped on the draft as well. So Chicago, get your identity right. Figure out this Jay Cutler situation. And if somebody wants to trade for Jay Cutler, you do it immediately. I think it'll be best for both parties. Thank you for listening to The Fast Break. Just want to make a quick podcast about the Chicago Bears, because I just got done watching 30 for 30, 85 Bears, and just like, wow, what has happened? It's pretty sad to watch. I won't do the Ray Sherman album review until I see them in concert October 9th, to just, you know, sense the vibe of them and as to see what they're all about. I can't wait to see that. Got my boy from Canada coming down. We're going to see him in Detroit. Always check us out on blogtalkradio.com and almightyballer.com. Check out Chris Action. We got football stuff going on. We got podcasts everywhere. So definitely check us out. Podcast galore. Almightyballer.com and blogtalkradio.com as well. Thank you for listening to The Fast Break. Best luck to you, the Chicago Bears, from Jay Cutler. Stay lit.